Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 17th. We move into a new Old Testament book today. The book of Job will be there for 3 days. Today we'll read just a snippet about the calamity that befalls Job. Then we'll move over to the book of Mark and read Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20, where Jesus heals a man with a demon. And then in Proverbs 17, we'll be discouraged from continuing down a path of strife with one another. It is Maundy Thursday, so I did want to remind you about the service tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the gym, and then tomorrow, the Good Friday service at noon. Let's move to the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 18 through 22. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Before we move on, I just want to remind you of what happens in the book of Job. Much calamity befalls him. We read here about his sons and his daughters dying. And then Satan attacks Job's health, and three of his friends come to be a support to him. But as is often the case, they say too much. We're learning a lot about that in Proverbs. And in the next 2 days, we're going to learn about God's dialogue with Job, and then Job's confession of sin and repentance. So we'll look forward to talking more about the book of Job in the days to come. Let's turn over to the book of Mark now, to Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. This is the third account of an exorcism in the book of Mark, but it is definitely the most detailed. "They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, 'What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me.' For he was saying to him, 'Come out of the man, you unclean spirit.' And Jesus asked him, 'What is your name?' He replied, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.' And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. And they begged him, saying, 'Send us to the pigs, let us enter them.' So he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the sea. The herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country, and people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. and they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And everyone marveled. It's interesting here that Jesus will not let the man who was demon-possessed and now is free from the demons to accompany him. As I read commentary on this, one thought was that perhaps because he was headed back to Israelite territory where there would be mostly only Jews, it would not be a good fit for him to go with them and to share there what the Lord had done for him, but he would be an effective witness to his own people, where he could share the good news of what the Lord had done for him. I love that phrase that's in verse 19. And I think it's an encouragement to us that we should go and tell that the Lord has had mercy on us and what he has done for us in the circles where we might have influence. I can imagine the people who saw him in the tombs and now they see him as a restored man. What a difference his testimony might make in their lives. It's just one thought. There were several other suggestions there, but that's the one that stuck out to me. Moving on now to the Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 17 today, verse 14. "The beginning of strife is like letting out water, so quit before the quarrel breaks out." The New International Version says it like this: "Starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I can't get that phrase in Mark's Gospel out of my mind that Jesus tells the man who is healed to go and tell how much the Lord has done for you. And that got me thinking, okay, there's a song that says something like that. And I asked everybody in the office, and finally Kelly was able to help me with the hymn, "Share His Love," which is actually hymn 435 in our Celebrating Grace hymnal. This is how the chorus goes: "Share His love by telling what the Lord has done for you. Share His love by sharing of your faith, and show the world that Jesus Christ is real to you every moment, every day." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. Help us to love you more. We thank you for your mission. Help us to be a people who love to tell the story of what you've done for us, and that we share your love by sharing of what you've done for us. I pray for my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today, that they would do so knowing that you are with them. We pray specifically for people who are sick and hurting. Ask your watch care on our brothers and sisters in the faith. We pray for those in our families. We lift them up to you for your watch care. We pray for those who do not know the next best step. We pray for clarity. We pray, Lord, thanking you for your mercy and grace. Help us to be a people who spread that mercy and grace and who don't talk too much, but who seek to be peacemakers. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.
The love of God is broader than earth's vast expanse. 'Tis deeper and wider than the sea. Love reaches out to all to bring abundant life. For God so loved the world, his only Son he gave. Share his love by telling what the Lord has done for you. Share his love by sharing of your faith. And show the world that Jesus Christ is real to you every moment, every